There are some words of wisdom that I listen to and I see that are pretty good, but then there are some that are pretty great. And here's one let me share with you today. The thing that got you where you are today is not going to be the thing that gets you to the next place. Now, what does this mean to you? I want you to think about it, and then I'm going to share with you how it greatly can impact the future of your business, the future of your life. Welcome to the Indie Free Podcast, where we empower PT and OTs with the mindset and strategies to build independence and freedom. My name is James Coe. I'm your host. Let's get started. You know, I remember a time when hard work was enough. You know, I started my own practice, and if you had had decent therapy skills, you had a desire to open up a clinic, and you know, you were to go out and acquire some space, get on insurance plans, go door to door, and treat patients well. You know, you could do fairly well. And even though I failed in my first practice, you know, it was much easier back then. And but it's not like that anymore. The world is a much different place. The rules have changed. Consumers have changed. Our profession has changed. The whole game has changed. And whatever you're doing now, or whatever you've been doing to get to where you are today, it's not enough to get you to the next place. And it may not even be enough to keep you where you are today and sustain you. So you must evolve. Your clinic must evolve. Your thinking must evolve. So what does it take then? In order to get to the next place, you must do these following things. So here are 7 steps that can start catapulting you to the next level and get you moving in the right direction, getting you moving forward again. And number one is clearly define what your next place is. Because if you don't know where it is you are trying to go, you will never get there. And not moving forward or upwards towards a destination leaves you vulnerable to those who will pass you by eventually, because competition is fierce. And there's no time to waste. I don't mean to scare you. I just want you to start thinking beyond the day to day. And it can be as easy as saying to yourself, you know, I want to be a clinic that does 50% insurance and 50% cash. Because if you're not there yet, you know, that's a hybrid clinic that is the future of clinics today, in my opinion. Or you could say, I want to open up another location within the next 12 months.